Well, good afternoon. When I say God is good, if y'all could respond and say all the time. When I say all the time, God is good. God is good?
All the time.
All the time. Okay, I know it's Ash Wednesday, but you could have a little bit more enthusiasm. God is good.
All the time.
God is good. Praise God. Praise God. As we all gather today on this Ash Wednesday, the question comes into our mind, what is Lent? What is Lent? So I'd like to take a few minutes just looking at what exactly is Lent and what our scriptures from the readings today say. But before we begin, let's bow our heads in prayer. Almighty, loving, gracious Father, our gentle shepherd, our King of love, our Alpha, our Omega, our beginning and our end. Lord, we just once again, and we thank you for this day. We thank you for just granting us another day in this world. As we meditate upon your word, we ask that you enable each of us to take something from your word today and apply it to our personal lives. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing before your sight. We ask all these things in your loving and precious Son's name. Amen. So Lent begins with Ash Wednesday, the day when the ashes from the burned palms from the last Palm Sunday are used to place a mark of the cross on our foreheads. As it says in the Bible, from dust we came, and to dust we shall return. Lent is a period of the liturgical year leading up to Easter. The traditional purpose of Lent is preparation through prayer, repentance, charity, self-denial, and for the annual commemoration during Holy Week of the suffering and death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Which then all leads up to the ending with Easter Sunday and the celebration of his great resurrection. Traditionally, Lent is 40 days long, starting with Ash Wednesday and ending with the Easter Vigil on Holy Saturday. Lent originated in the very earliest days of the church as preparation for Easter, when the faithful would gather and rededicate themselves, and when converts were instructed in the faith and prepared for holy baptism. By observing the 40 days of Lent, the Christian imitates Jesus' withdrawal into the wilderness for 40 days. So it doesn't take too much for us to realize from in the Bible that 40 is a, I don't want to say a magic number, but it's a special number. So we see in the Bible, Moses spent 40 days on Mount Sinai when God gave him the 10 commandments. The great flood lasted 40 days. Moses and the Hebrew people wandered for 40 years in the desert after leaving Egypt. The 40 days of Lent also represents the time that Jesus spent in the desert before beginning his public ministry. During those 40 days, he faced temptations and trials and doubt, but he purified himself for his upcoming ministry. So Ash Wednesday, my friends, has presented me with a problem. As I read and research the scriptures that we have for our service today, I get the feeling that Jesus is saying, hey, Sean, hey, Michael, hey, Drew, hey, Sue, hey, Virginia, hey, Candace, wake up to yourself. Life is not about you. There are more important things in your life than you. We just read in our gospel reading in Matthew chapter 6, verse 1, we hear, be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. In other words, don't be a show-off. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 4, we heard, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way in great endurance, in hardships, troubles, endurance. Don't give up simply because you're experiencing some problems. Don't give up. And a little later in our worship service today, each of us will have the opportunity to receive the mark of the cross with ashes. This ancient Christian practice is to help each one of us remember who we are before God and who we need. The words from Genesis chapter 3 are spoken, and they say this: remember that you are dust, and from dust you shall return. Now, my friends, that is a pretty devastating comment. But because being called dust is not exactly a nice thing. It only raises up images of being insignificant. But dust is also annoying. It's also irritating. It is at times deadly for some people. And by ourselves, that is who we would be. Without God, without Jesus being involved in our lives, without Jesus being the center of our lives, we would be nothing more than annoying, irritating, and at times, deadly creatures. Irritating and annoying to God, and irritating, annoying, and deadly to ourselves and other people. However, there is another part of this ancient practice of receiving the ashes on our forehead that we should not miss. The mark of the cross signifies that Jesus also came like us. Jesus became as dust. And this is where my problem begins. Although Ash Wednesday has one of its purposes of reminding me that my life is not about me, for Jesus, it is. Jesus' reason for coming to earth was about me and you, and anyone that we can possibly list. And we hear this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Or as the New Living Translation puts it, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. The primary reason for Jesus' coming to earth was for you and for me. So although my life is not about me, Jesus' life is. And this should affect how you and I approach life. Instead of the most important questions in our life being, what do I want? What do I like? What suits me? Instead, God is calling each of us to think about the following questions. What does Jesus want for me? What does God, Jesus, want me to be up to? How does God want me to use the gifts and talents he has given me? How does God want me to approach life? And my friends, God's responses to these questions is far greater than a short checklist. Throughout our life, God is in constant discussion with us. However, his discussion through St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians is a helpful start. These are the words of someone who has adopted God's approach to life because he sees how important Jesus is for his life. So let's reflect upon them again. I know we just heard it, but these are great words. It says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships, distresses, in beatings, imprisonments, and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience, and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love, in truthful speech and in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad rapport and good rapport, genuine yet regarded as impostors, known yet regarded as unknown, dying and yet we live on, beaten and yet not killed, sorrowful yet always rejoicing, poor yet making many rich, having nothing and yet possessing everything. And Lent, my friends, is a wonderful opportunity to spend a little more time with God, gaining his insights in life and to life. How do we do that? We do that by fasting, by reading the Bible more frequently, by praying and giving yourself to others through time, material possessions, and hearing God becomes easier. And when we do, we have the opportunity to hear what he wants for our life, and we can see how important we are to our mighty God. So my encouragement is, over the next 40 days of Lent, listen to what God is saying to each and every one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.